Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here. I am freshly back from vacation. It has been a very long day of traveling. I was in the car for a long, long time. The trip wasn't actually that long, but you know, we stopped to eat on the way. It should have taken 5.5 hours. We stopped to eat on the way, so that added another hour. We stopped at Michael's craft store and Target, which added maybe another hour. And then we sat in traffic for the Lincoln Tunnel for another hour. So what should have been a 5.5 hour trip ended up being almost 8.5 hours. And then I had to return the rental car to John F. Kennedy Airport, which was another hour trip in traffic. And then about a 45 minute train ride back. So it's been a very long day. It is now 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here in New York City, of course. Here we are. It's 9:30. I started the day at 6 o'clock this morning. I woke up. We left Provincetown at 7 a.m. And now it's 9:30. And I am fully unpacked. I did do some stuff in between there as well. When we got home, we unpacked. And then I returned the rental car and came back. And I got back maybe an hour ago. So 8:30, I was home. I've just been kind of decompressing. I waited for Christian to go to bed so I could do the video. Poured myself a lovely glass of seltzer because I drank this week, which is something I'm not used to doing. I drank more than I normally do because I went to tea almost every day. I didn't go every day. I went 5 days this week. I also went to the beach 5 days this week and I got some sunshine. I don't know if you can tell the difference between my actual skin and my sunburned skin. A little bit on my face, but not terrible. Nothing is burning. Nothing has started peeling yet, but I expect that to happen any moment now. But enough about my vacation. If you want to look at some pictures from my vacation, you can go to my Insta story, Sashay with Barry. They're only going to be there for a couple more hours because I posted yesterday, maybe one more hour. But you can go to my Facebook page. I don't know if you'll see them there. I think you have to be my friend to be on there. But ask to be my friend and I'll let you be my friend. But all my photos have been posted there. There are some random ones on Instagram as well. I got to see the amazing Lilias White perform last night and it was so, so good. Truly, truly appreciated that. But let's talk about Drag Race. This episode is, I guess, the semifinals because the finale is next week. And we had a top four. Now we have a top five. Now we have a top four again. You know, it was very quick to get that in there. Basically, two queens just switched places this episode. And this was the continuation of our lip sync SmackDown extravaganza that we got. It left us off with Silky and Eureka lip syncing to Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. And we weren't told who the winner was. I told you last week, I thought it was Eureka. I told you a few weeks ago, I think I thought Eureka was the one they were going to bring back no matter what. I'm wearing my Divine t-shirt in honor of her Snatch Game of Love character where she played Divine. That's not true. I just put this on. It just happened to be a coincidence. But let's get into this with some photos from the show, starting with Miss Eureka being told that she was the winner of this lip sync. I think she won the lip sync as well. I said that last week. I said weeks ago that I thought she was coming back. I still don't think she has a chance of winning the season, but I think they wanted her for the finale. I will say this makeup looks so good. And I know that this is the makeup left over from her when she was the evil queen in the Drag Tots episode, but this eye makeup is really, really good. I'm gonna save this and maybe recreate it for myself this week when I celebrate my birthday on Thursday, something similar to it, because I had this whole outfit planned and now I am just not feeling it. I want it to be kind of simple. I don't want to wear a wig is really the issue. So I may just change it all around and wear my queen dress, which I know I've worn before, everyone. Don't hate me for it. I don't know if I posted pictures of it though. I wore it to the Sasha Velour show. But maybe I'll just wear that and I will get myself a nice crown to wear because it's a queen. So she needs a crown, obviously. I also may need some gold jewelry. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, we're talking about Eureka. Anyway, I want to do this eye because I think her eye's makeup is really stunning for this look. She did win our li the lip sync as I predicted, as I thought. I don't know that. I would say I didn't think anyone thought Silky won, but I listened to a podcast where one of the hosts was cl thought clearly Silky won. So who knows? But Eureka did win and she is back in the competition. Silky, not Nicki Minaj. We said goodbye to her. She had a great exit. It just never ended. She said, "Are you sure?" And then she smacked her ass and jiggled herself. I will say she got the redemption that she needed with this lip sync because she did do a lip sync on season 11. It was the one heard around the world where Ru said, meh. I believe it was to No Scrubs, and it was her and Nina West performing it. And the whole season, all she kept telling us was what an amazing lip syncer she was. And it was so bad. I thought she lost the lip sync personally. But I didn't think Nina West was that great either in it. It was a bad lip sync. So I think she got the redemption she needed for that. Because I also didn't think her finale lip sync was great. I saw it live and I didn't think it was good. So bravo to her. She got that redemption. I will say this wig, which we saw a few times during her lip sync smackdowns, is a good wig. So way to go for that. I know she looks crazy in this picture, and that is just how I see Silky. Crazy. The next day, the four queens are anxiously awaiting who's coming in. Trinity once again says no, she doesn't want to know who it is because she doesn't think anyone should come back because I think she knows that her number is up. But we do find out now again because we were already told the queens find out that it is, in fact, Eureka coming back. And no one really cares. No one is surprised and no one cares. Eureka's back at the competition. We're back to our top five. It was basically like we wasted an episode just to have those lip syncs. I really wish we had seen those lip syncs the weeks of the show, like when Ru calls them back saying, "Don't leave." I wish we got to see those lip syncs then in the episode. Although I appreciated that all the lip sync episode, don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed that episode. But I also felt like you got tired of Silky. At least I did. I mean, maybe most people didn't. I did. And I don't know that that would have happened. I got tired of her stunts and tricks. And I think if we saw them each week, it wouldn't have bothered me as much because it was, wouldn't have been back to back like that. That's all. But Eureka's back. We're going to have a mini challenge. And this mini challenge is sponsored by Levi's and it is promoting their Pride collection from last summer. You can get it. It's still on sale. I saw it at Macy's, 50% off. So you can still get them there. You can probably get them from Levi's.com. You can get them at a Levi's store. Wherever you want to get late Levi's, there is probably some Pride collection left because Pride didn't really happen again this year. But they are giving all these materials. They have to create an outfit for a photo shoot. And this is Ginger Minj's outfit. I don't know what she's thinking in this thing, but Miss Honey Boo Boo, this is a mess. I do love this fanny pack. I may go and order one because I haven't seen one in the store. But I love that it's kind of plasticky rubber and says Levi's and Pride colors on it. So I may actually get this. So this is what she looked like, but then this is the photo they were in front of a screen, obviously, and then the photo was superimposed over an actual shot from Pride. The only thing that would have made me happier is if I was in one of these Pride photos, but I think these are from LA, not from New York. I could be wrong. I don't know. but I was hoping that I would be in one of them. This is Ginger looking like she's pooping on somebody and they are taking her picture. So there you go. Kylie Sonique Love just did a straightforward denim. I think this is smart. She turned it into like a little crop pant just by rolling it up. I love the Pride socks with the shoes. The little vest is cute with the trans. I don't know if there's stickers or buttons all over it. The wig I could live without, but the hat is also really, really cute. So I think she did a great job. And this is her photo, being surprised by the gays kissing. This is a cute photo. It's very, very fun. And this is like 2019, because that's clearly a 201 in that sign. It was from the last Pride that really happened. Maybe it is from New York and it was World Pride. I don't know. I really wish I was in it. Anyway, moving on to Raja. I don't know if she's going by D O'Hara anymore. It's just Raja O'Hara. It says Raja O'Hara on the name. The D is cut out. This outfit looks a hot mess. It looked like a hot mess when she came out. That is the look I think she was going for. All this rainbow tulle, it just doesn't make any sense. I wish it did actually did something. She also threw the buttons all over the jacket. Kylie turned it into a vest, which I think is cuter. I think she's just wearing underwear as her shorts. And she's got the Pride socks as well. I don't know what this garter thing is wrapped around her, but this is her photo doing kind of the splits. I just really wish I knew where these photos were from. It's a fun photo. It would have been better if there was some reaction around her if she's doing the splits, because it looks like nothing's happening. It looks like these people are just having fun marching in the parade and they threw her in there doing the splits on it. Trinity K. Bonet. I don't mind the look. I enjoy the pose more than I enjoy the look. I don't like the way she did the pants with those cutouts like that. I do love the clear shoes with these Pride socks. I think that's really cute. The hat, the backpack, and the fanny pack, and another fanny pack, and whatever she's got is just a little too much for me. I do appreciate that she put the socks on her arms, a la Britney Spears from the Super Bowl. I think that's really cute. So bravo for that. Her photo was doing this. This photo actually makes really good sense. I think it's really fun. I still don't know where this is at, because Metro, it has to be LA. Yeah, I don't know. But I think this photo is really cute. Finally, we have Eureka just being a hot mess. And when I said Honey Boo Boo for Ginger, this is Honey Boo Boo times 4,000. She also has the Pride socks on, but they don't come up very far on her, which is very funny. The cutout of her ass in these shorts is just tragic. I do like the denim jacket. I hate this wig. I hate the hat. I hate her makeup. Oh, just a hot fucking mess this is. But here's her photo, and I think the photo actually makes amazing sense with this queen doing his own little move and her doing a leg kick. I'm glad we don't have to look at her ass hanging out. This is definitely LA, because we don't have those squares on the street here. We do have a rainbow crosswalk, but it's doesn't look like that. So that has to be LA, or any Pride stock photo. This is what they told them. This might actually be my favorite photo. No, my favorite photo was Kylie's with the boys kissing. I think that one worked really, really well. Our winner was, of course, Kylie Sonique Love. You get a little glimpse, and she put the glasses on her hat. I don't know if she had them on her hat in her photo. I hope she did. Oh, no, they were on her face. So they just put them up on her hat, and I think they're really cute there. They could have just stayed there the whole time. All great. Well-deserved win. She did. She won every piece of Levi's Pride gear for the year, which was a lot. There was a lot of shit on that table. So good for her. She's stocked up on Levi's. Way to go. Our maxi challenge, we have two comedians helping us out. This is Alec Mappa, of course, which is it was interesting when Sonique said that they hadn't seen each other since the last time she was on Drag Race. He was on the Snatch Game episode that she was eliminated from. So this is like a full circle moment. Our other guest is Jermaine Fowler, who I don't really know, but he's a comedian and he was on the Secret Celebrity Drag Race and got, and got made over. I will say he looks like Whoopi Goldberg here from The Color Purple. The big smile and the dreads just makes me happy because it is Whoopi Goldberg right here, sitting in front of me. They were both actually really good. The challenge was to do a monologue about themselves, obviously a story or anything they wanted to tell, but it needed to be truthful, I guess. I don't know if they were really truthful, but I actually enjoyed most of them. So we'll talk about that when we get to that. But first, we gotta talk about Ru fucking Paul coming out in a jumpsuit. Bitch wore pants on the runway. I think this might be the very first time that she has ever worn pants on the motherfucking runway. And she looks fantastic. I love this look. I love the bow in the hair. I love this hair. It looks like Pandora, one of Pandora's wigs, honestly. The jumpsuit with the nude illusion there looks fantastic on her. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. It might be my favorite look from this season. It might be my favorite look. It's so, so good. The Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent Monologues. That is the title of our episode, I believe. I didn't say that at the beginning. This is episode 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, and it is called the Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent Monologues, aka the Cunt Monologues, and it is a take on the Vagina Monologues. If you don't know what that is, please go look it up. And it is a bunch of monologues that women are talking about their vaginas. So there you go. We're not talking about vaginas here for the most part. I don't think anyone talked. No one did talk about tux, but let's get into it. Starting with Trinity K. Bonet, first I want to tell you that this pantsuit is gorgeous. I love this look on her. I think she looks really good. It's very, very chic. Her body looks good. I'm not crazy about the wig, but I actually think it works well with the suit. And she told us a story about catfishing. Most catfishing stories end badly. Hers actually ended up really, really sweet. So I appreciated that. I hope her story was true because it was actually a really good story. Just a little boring. And I think that's to do with her storytelling, not the actual story. It was just a little blah. That's all. Next was Kylie Sonique Love, and she talked about the first time she did drag in Atlanta. I think she said she was 16. I can't say that for sure. I hated that she sat on the stool the whole time. Not the whole time. She did get up. As you can see her, she's standing here. But I hated that she sat on the stool and leaned into the microphone rather than taking the microphone and sitting up properly. The judges kind of talked about it, saying that they weren't sure about it, but it also made them lean in. I didn't feel that way at all. I didn't lean in at all. And it may be, again, because her story was a little dull to me. I actually thought it was the weakest one of the week. But that's just mine. This outfit, it's cute. I don't understand it for this challenge. And when she did stand up, her ass was hanging out. I know that is showing body is part of her look and everything. But I didn't think it was right for this challenge is all. Ginger Minj came out in this typical Ginger Minj gown. I don't know why it is so short on her or if she just needed to pull it down. I don't know. And especially because her monologue was about her ruby slippers, and you can see them in this dress, so it's not a big surprise when she tries to do a reveal of them later. You already see that she's wearing them. I loved her story. I think the story was so, so good and so really heartfelt. As always, she seemed very overprepared, and it was almost to the point where it didn't seem sincere. So that it made me think maybe it's not a true story. I hate this wig. I've looked at it. Sorry. I was talking about her look earlier. I just hate this wig. She's an amazing entertainer and she is a great storyteller. I just hope that the story is really true. I'm sure if it is, there's some embellishments there as well. But I think she did a great job with this challenge. It just felt, because it felt so rehearsed, it felt a little insincere. That's all. Raja D, maybe no D, O'Hara is telling us a story. I don't remember even what her story was about her tuck. The tuck that came out. But let's talk about this look. She looks fucking good. This is very chic, very sexy. The wig is right. The makeup is right. The body is not really there, but she looks good. She doesn't usually wear body, so that's why I don't know why I said that. She talked about her tuck that popped. She struggled. She forgot her words, and then it showed on her face, but to me, she recovered greatly because the story was engaging. You were interested. I cannot tell you how much I am in love with Raja D. O'Hara. Raja O'Hara, whatever name she's going by. Maybe she dropped the D and dropped the attitude with it. But she has been my turnaround of the season because if you go all the way back to the very beginning of Meet the Queens, I don't know if I did Meet the Queens, but the very first episode I said, I don't need to see Raja O'Hara ever again on my screen. I take it back. She has been delightful. She's been great as a queen. The fact that she made every fucking piece of clothing that she's worn on this runway is outstanding to me. Yeah, she could be a fashion designer, and I hope she's designing for other queens and charging them a fortune like the other designers do now too, because she can make some money doing it. And she's her own model. So bravo to you. I think her story was entertaining. It was funny. She struggled at the beginning, but I think picking it back up, she really succeeded in that she brought it back together. Finally, we have Yuriko O'Hara dressed as the Playboy Bunny. It looks black, but I think it is like an emerald dark green. I could see it when the lights hit it. Maybe it's that sequence that kind of changes color with the different lights. I don't know. It's a bodysuit, but she looks really good in this, I have to say. Her makeup, again, looks really good. She's got the Playboy Bunny hair, which is good. I'm actually really glad she came out in it. Again, it doesn't make sense for story time, but her story was so fucking crazy that, I mean, I don't know what she could have come out in other than this. She talked about shitting her pants during a performance. And I live for this because she made it. She didn't make it overly crass, but kept the crassness there. She made it funny. We were all laughing with her. We all totally took the journey, the ride, everything. Bravo to Yuriko O'Hara. She was, to me, the clear winner of this week's episode. But then we have our runway. I have it to write it down because it's so long. It's, oops, I did it again. Fashionable fashion fails. And I had to do the front and back of Trinity's because the fail is on the back. I think this gown is lovely. She looks gorgeous. These gloves might be my favorite thing that she's worn all season. Her runways have been fantastic, but these gloves are outstanding. I've never seen ruching on the upper part of an opera glove like this. I think it's really, really smart. And I love the safety pins in the back. I think this dress could be sold with those safety pins, honestly. It is that good. And the safety pins are done so well that I think it's an outfit that someone would want to buy. So bravo to Trinity. This is a fantastic look. Next is Raja O'Hara, and she did a look that was, I don't remember what it's called, but it was something about getting caught in the dressing room when you're half dressed and someone walks in. It is so funny and so clever, and the fact that she made this to look like she's only half dressed is insane. And it's beautiful fabric. Her hair looks good. Her makeup looks good. She acted the role. It was really, really funny. It was like the dress was falling off of her at points. So, so good. Ugh. Bravo, Raja. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love. Not my favorite look. She looks like she's doing a commercial for hot dogs with the ketchup and mustard. I realized that it's all over her. The little trick of pulling a corn dog out of her leg was entertaining. But does not save the hat does not fit either, which I think is really, really dreadful. It's a big boot for me on this one. Sorry. I know we're not doing toots and boots, but I just hate this look so much that I can't say anything nice about it. Ginger Minj, I don't love this dress, but I love her concept. And it was about this girl getting ready for prom. She burns her hair with a curling iron. You can see the hair on there. And then she burns her dress. And then she burns her hand. She had burns on her hand, on her neck. And I think she had another one on her face. But I could be wrong. So I think the idea was really clever. I think she pulled it off really well. I hate this dress. I think it's awful. It looks like she's in Hairspray, the musical, which I love, but I don't enjoy this dress on the runway. But I think her concept and the way she acted it out on the runway works superb. She did a great job. Finally, we have Eureka, and she is doing a take on Cinderella, I think she said, with the light blue dress. When she first started, I mean, her hair is supposed to be windswept, but if her hair is windswept, the dress should be too. I think Trixie said that on the pit stop. I didn't understand why the piece of hair came out at the beginning. But then you see the big sweat stain in the middle where her boob is. And then you get the real excitement of it with this, the dress tucked into her panties, which I think is done incredibly well. She also has toilet paper stuck to her shoe, obviously. So that is the big fail. The big fail to me is the back of it. I didn't care about the sweating. I didn't care about the hair. The fact that it's tucked into these granny panties is everything. Is it a great look? Is it my favorite look? No, neither of those are true statements. But I think it's serviceable as the category. So she did well with that. The hair I did not understand. Our winner this week was Eureka. So bravo to Eureka. She needed this win. It's her first win of the season. She said if she didn't win this, she was going to be sent home again because the queens were not going to keep her around after being brought back. She needed this win and she got it. So that puts her in the top four. And this is her lip sync costume. She came out as a clown. There's at one point she had a red nose on, a clown nose as well. I did not understand what she was doing in this outfit. This is obviously the reveal underneath. I actually like the catsuit reveal underneath. And I actually like the original outfit as well. I think they're both actually really good. The crazy clown hair works. She's being a clown. I get it. It made no sense to me until the song happened. And I was like, oh, fine. Smart. Our lip sync assassin this week, though, is Miss Jada Essence Hall, winner of season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race in some funky hair and pants and this bodysuit. She looks gorgeous. And she always did. I mean, she's never really looked bad. I know that she makes a lot of outfits, but I don't know if she made this. I hope she did because it's really, really well done. When she spun, those legs ballooned out and they were everything. It made me gave me so much life. So bravo to her. The craziest of crazy lip sync songs, Good Golly Miss Molly by Little Richard. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking when they chose this as the lip sync song, because it is a banana song. I mean, it makes sense why Ginger is dressed like a clown, because this kind of is, this lip sync song is just basically a joke. I don't understand it. It was weird. You bring back Jada Essence Hall, who is a winner of Drag Race and an amazing lip syncer, and you made her lip sync to Good Golly Miss Molly. Ugh, shame on you, producers. Shame on you. It was declared a tie. Eureka and Jada both win. Eureka gets the $20,000 cash prize. Jada gets nothing other than her fee, which I hope is astronomical at this point. But this also means that two queens could be going home this episode, because we get to see the lip syncs of both of these queens. So our top four is a little worried because two of them could be going home. And you can see Trinity looks like she's about to throw up. Because I think she knows she is at least one of them. But she is, in fact, both of them. They both had lipsticks that said Trinity. That means the group voted for Trinity and Eureka voted for Trinity as well. So sadly, she did not make it to our top four officially. Although when she left, she wanted to remind everyone that she was top four before she became top five and eliminated. Just so you know, she did make it to top four and then they brought back a queen. So there you go. Next time on RuPaul's Drag Race, the queens are all celebrating that they are the final four in their runway drags right there. Eureka's in her costume. I love that the two of them are wearing slides. Ginger is, of course, sitting down, which she always does. And they're all dancing around celebrating. RuPaul tells us that the challenge this week is that they will be collaborating with her on her new song, This Is Our Country. I don't know if RuPaul is branching out into country music. She is wearing a funky, funky outfit here with a cowboy hat and a big belt buckle. So it may be a country song, which I guess works for all of them. They're all from the South. Raja's from Texas. Kylie's from Atlanta, Ginger's from Florida, and Eureka's from Tennessee. So maybe this will work to their advantage. I think Ginger will ultimately succeed with this challenge greatly. I actually hope they all do because I'm ready for a good song from RuPaul. We need a good one. It's also bringing back the one and only ultra sexy Jamal Sims to choreograph. Also very exciting. I love when he's there. I love the way he treats these queens with respect and does what he can to bring out the best in them, whether they are a dancer or not. So props to Jamal Sims. Love him, love him, love him. Glad he is back on our finale episode. I hope he is the actual guest judge, although usually it is just Michelle, Ross, Carson, and Rue, but maybe they'll throw him in because they always say it's just family for the finale. So maybe he can be part of the family now. This is a little preview of what they're going to be wearing in this video thing. I mean, Eureka is in full, like, showgirl costume. Ginger's in country. She got her fringe. I don't know what that D is on her vagina. Kylie's in some denim shorts, so I guess that could be, like, country-esque. And Raja is in full gingham two-piece. Short country. We got some sexy dancers I can see here in the background that is always appreciated by me. And we will talk about them next week once we see this episode. So who are you? Team Raja, Team Ginger, Team Eureka, or Team Kylie? We get this every week. Susan, it doesn't matter. They just want to know they just want to know the hashtag if people are using it. I haven't looked it up. So I don't know where they're at, but I'm going to say that most people are going to be probably Team Ginger, Team Kylie. I'm Team Raja at the moment. I think she deserves the crown, even though I think Ginger will probably ultimately win the crown. And there it is. That's the crown they're shooting for. They all want it. They want that $100,000. Let's be honest. That's what they want. I don't think Raja's won any lip sync money. All win money. They all win $5,000 for the challenge win. But I know Eureka and Ginger have won, and I think Kylie won hers as well. It's just one lip sync of $10,000. Eureka has $20,000, and Ginger has $50,000. That does not include their actual wins. That is just from the lip syncs. That's all I have to say about this episode. Let me know who you think is going to win. We are going to be tooting and booting these looks from the challenge and the runway. I'm going to put them up tonight. So they will be up later this evening and all through the day tomorrow. That is Sunday. And you can toot and boot along with us on Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. I have not watched Drag Race Holland this week's episode, so those looks will come later this week for Toots and Boots. I was going to do them all together, but I just haven't got around to watching it. I was on vacation, sorry. So those will come up later this week. I'm also starting my 275 challenge. Let me get this cursor off my face. I don't know if you can see that or not. I see it on my screen. So I am starting my 275 challenge tomorrow, and I am doing a big challenge. It takes place for the next 27 and one half days. And I am going to be walking 275 miles through the streets of New York City. I'm doing 10 miles a day. And then the last day is just, it's a half day. So I'm only doing the 5 miles that day. So 275 miles. And it starts tomorrow morning. I'm doing my first walk tomorrow morning, 10 miles, everyone. So you can cheer me on. I'm going to put a link below if you want to sponsor me. All the money goes to the LGBT Center in New York City. You know, that is where I work. And I am raising money for them. And you can sponsor me for merely $10 a day. If you go to that link and click on the incentives, it's only $10 donations that are left. The special ones are gone. So you can donate more if you want, or you can pick multiple days if you want to donate more as well. There are several $10 days left that people have not taken. It's making me very sad because I thought this was a great idea and no one has jumped on it. It took off right when I did it. People bought my birthday. People bought, a friend of mine is getting married. She took her wedding day. And someone took the last day. So there's lots of $10 days. Go there. The link is going to be below or in the description, not below. And you can click on that. Click on incentives and pick one and sponsor me for $10. It's going for a good cause. It's supporting all of our programs at the center. That is our youth program, our recovery program, our counseling program, our HIV services, you name it, it covers it. We have a cultural program as well. It's going towards every program we do. This is kind of making up for the fact that we have been shut down for a year and a half because of COVID. We are now open to the public, but on a very limited basis. And so we need this money to help our program survive, even via Zoom and online. So make a donation. I'm happy to do it. I will shout you out on the day that you pick. If you do it, one of the $10 incentive donations, you will be on my social media all day long. As I do the walk, I will talk about you in my videos. You will get to see snapshots of me on my Insta story, all that good stuff. So give me your money, $10. It's not going to me. It's going to the center. It's not going to me. I get nothing but your love. Thank you all for watching and listening, however you're getting this via podcast or on YouTube. And I will be back with David and Roger in a couple days. I'm hoping that we could get together on Monday. It may not be till Tuesday, but we are going to get together and do our Toots and Boots for this week's episode. So that video will come out. And then I will be back with you for the finale. It's on my birthday, so I probably won't be doing a video that night. It'll probably happen on Friday, which I have off, and I'm going out the night of my birthday, so I'm probably going to be a little tipsy, and we are watching the finale live at the bar. So maybe I'll get some hot takes from people that are there and put them out here. Maybe. Let's see what happens. Thank you all. I said thank you all for watching and listening. I love you and appreciate you. Please get the vaccine if you are able to. We need to really, really get a hold of this. I keep seeing all these anti-vax protests going on around the country, and I am not here for it. I want to get back to normal, and that is the only way we're going to do that is people get vaccinated. I am ready to get my booster shot. If it's really 8 months that we're getting it, I'm due for it in September. I'm due for it in October because my last one was in February. So I am due for it in October. I'm ready to get it. I lasted through vacation and knock on wood, I think I'm free and clear. I'm going to get tested tomorrow to make sure because I don't want to go to work and infect people this week. And if I am, in fact, do test positive, I will be very angry because I will miss my 50th birthday on Thursday. But I'm going to get tested because I want to protect other people. So get the vaccine if you can. Wear your mask when you're in big groups or indoors. We have a mask mandate here in New York City now for indoors. Social distance when you can, and just be safe. You are helping others when you do this. So don't be selfish. Just do your part. Thank you all. I love you. Good night and goodbye.